This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Metallica kind of stirs up memories of a Japanese whiskey bar in the middle of Chinatown.
Oh, yeah.
In San Francisco. Good times. Ryan Castle joining us. Do you remember that, Ryan?
Vaguely.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
So we,
I remember we drank some garbage there that made everyone's skin crawl.
Oh, yeah. Because she insisted we drink.
No, she forced us to drink. I mean, she was insistent about it.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, no one's ever forced us to drink anything.
She actually did.
She was, like, scary about it.
Right. You will drink this.
She had her foot on Miles' throat.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just that we wanted something different. Like, because this tastes like...
Do you remember what it was?
No! No, it was terrible. Yeah.
It was like tarantula juice or something.
You drink another one! Like, well, could I get... No!
Yeah.
I mean, well, no, I still want to give you money. I was just thinking, no!
And her husband's like, I can't help you.
Yeah, I remember.
He's like, I've tried for 40 years.
He's seen that movie.
Yeah, exactly. We were down there for Metallica...
It was a rehearsal show at the Cow Palace.
Yeah. So they had the whole thing set up, going through all the stuff. They'd start a song, and if they didn't like it, they'd stop. And kids are up on stage. And
it was cool.
They were just testing all the lighting, and that was the show. I'm pretty sure that had the big balls.
Yeah, and there was I think there was maybe 400 people in Cow Palace.
Yeah,
like you were like right there,
which was weird. I think they had one hot dog stand open, maybe with like
something like that,
soda and beer. But it was a pretty cool experience to just go down there and. Kind of just watch them work through their stuff.
It was a fun trip, and I don't think we got thrown out of anywhere on that trip.
I don't believe so.
I remember my wife being pissed the entire time.
Well, that's different.
Why? Were you calling her?
No. She went with, remember?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
I think that was the last time she went on a trip with us.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
Well, right. I feel like a lot of you guys, like, that was a whole group.
Oh, yeah. Like 12 of us, maybe.
Yeah, so I got a buddy who works with Metallica, and they were doing a promotion where we could send somebody down for this rehearsal show. And since they weren't selling tickets for it, I was like, well, you know, if you're not selling tickets, you know, can I get some extra people? Like, we'll pay for our own trip.
Yeah.
Like, but can you get us in? He's like, well, how many are you talking about? I said, I don't know, about 20.
We just flew down.
And I think there was like 10 or 12 of us that went down there.
It was a sizable number. Yeah. It was a good time.
That was great. That was great. For everyone but my wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great time at your wedding.
Yes, we did.
That was awesome.
You know, you were talking about when you were on with Hair Club, Thrill telling a stripper that she was ugly.
Yeah, she was.
It was the night before my wedding at the Wynn in Las Vegas when I heard Thrill tell a prostitute, you are the biggest goddamn hooker I've ever seen in my life.
And she was fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, she was just this ginormous woman. But we hit it off. We're chatting, right? And as we're talking, her phone keeps buzzing because her John... is waiting for. Basically, he's letting her know, hey, man, I'm at the casino. And she's like, yeah, he can wait. He'll wait. Like, I know. I said, of course he'll wait. So she's like, do you want another beer? I'm like, sure. So I'm chatting to this woman. Her pimp was there. I remember the pimp's like, man, you crazy. I'm like, whatever, dude. You're the one with three stripes cutting your hair, but whatever. So I'm chatting with her, and I just said, look, and she was real nice, right? And I just said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. You're the biggest goddamn hooker I've ever seen in my life. And she said, I know that, but I have a specialty. And I'm like, Gotcha. Completely understand.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What, do you smother people?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
She does a lot besides eat that mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say. She's let me know that.
The next night after I got married, it was me and Thrill and our buddy Batman.
Batman
were playing like penny slots at 2 o'clock in the morning, and these two young ladies came up to us like, oh, you guys look like you want to party. And I was like, no, I got married today. I definitely don't want to party. And she goes, oh, you got married today? You definitely want to party. And I was like, lady, I got married today.
Today.
Right.
Today.
They took that as a sales
My favorite part of that wedding was stepping outside. It's as hot as Vegas can get.
God,
dude, it was like 110 degrees that day.
And step out, and there's this kind of like Cadillac limo coming down the road. And they pull in. And Jolene gets out.
We're at the Viva Las Vegas chapel.
Yeah. Same place that Duff McKagan.
They did their 10-year vow renewal there or something.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. They had their picture up, and I'm looking at that like, hey, there's Duff McKagan.
Yeah.
But Jolene and her husband show up, and they get out, and the wedding's been over by at least 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you've ever been to a Vegas wedding, what you got to know is it's like an assembly line, right? You're signing paperwork, someone else is getting married, and the people that just got married are getting their pictures taken, and then they just move people through.
Yeah.
So my ceremony was maybe 4 minutes, and the guy
Elvis impersonator.
The Elvis guy was like, y'all got rings? Like, no rings. He's like, y'all got any vows? Like, no.
Yeah,
no,
we're just going to talk about the reason we got married and medical insurance.
And he goes, y'all want me to sing a song? And my wife goes, absolutely not. No way.
Oh.
And he goes, look, man, if y'all ain't going to do rings, y'all ain't got no vows, this is going to take about 35 seconds. You might as well let me sing a song. And my wife goes, fine, one song. And so it did it.
What did he sing?
Wise men.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Great song.
I do remember one thing he said is, do you promise to take this man to be your hunk of bird of love?
Not to step on his blue suede shoes. So if you know anything about Jolene, she is chronically late for everything goddamn always.
Right.
And so our wedding took about 5 minutes, and she showed up after the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. She looked great.
Yeah, she did look great.
She looked great.
And she also missed the flight on the way home the next day.
That is right.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. She was in the airport. I saw her. Remember Thrill and I looking at each other on the plane like, did they get on the plane?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're like.
Oh, I forgot that.
But we saw her at the airport.
Yeah.
So I have a bad one that's me being an idiot.
All right.
It involves Ryan Castle's wife.
Oh, great.
Does he know the story?
Yes.
Okay.
And I still feel bad about it.
Oh, she still brings it up. I don't know what he's going to say.
I know. So it's some event, I think down at Showbox Soda or whatever. Everybody's upstairs. I'm down front saying hi, you know, glad handing people. I know her.
Right.
She walks in. I'm just like, hey, I'm Ted. Thanks for coming out. Kind of like scoot her along. And then Ryan comes down. He's like, dude, you just glad-handed my wife. And I'm like, oh, damn it. I was in the zone. Like,
Ted doesn't know who I am.
And I mean, this was 3 years, four years of knowing you. Right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans?
pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Mike, what do we got? Who's on the line?
Well, as you know here, guys, the world of radio and the world of entertainment is all about the decisions that you make. And that's not just about what we do here on this program, but as the station as a whole. And there was one man that made a decision 20 years ago that while it may have been one of the best, if not the best decision of his career, it was probably the worst decision for his mental health. You know him as Sergeant Hair Club. Sergeant Hair Club, are you on the line?
Hi there.
Hola.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hi.
Yay. What do we do now?
Hey, is it really 20 shows that you guys have done?
20 shows.
Is that 20 shows?
Yes, we do one show a year now.
That's right.
It's contractual.
Big bucks.
That's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's like a landmark.
It kind of is, man. I mean, it's your fault. Yeah. You hired us.
It's lasted longer than maybe some marriages.
Oh, don't talk about me. I'm right here. Hey, Dave, I'm right here. I am right here, dude.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Miles is in the room?
You know I don't do that very well.
No. You know, I hearing about this, I thought I would go back maybe 20 and a half years, if I could, tell a little story. So, and it reminded me yesterday, because yesterday you guys were talking about breakfast cereal. 20 years ago, plus 6 months, was the first time I had got an audition tape, which is what we call it in the industry, of here's a show called Out to Lunch. Mm-hmm. That was in Baltimore at the time. And I remember putting it on and listening and Ted, this is not to point a finger that you weren't part of this conversation, but I just remember hearing Miles and Thrill having a deep, deep discussion on the virtues of Frosted Flakes versus Captain Crunch and why one was better. But then they had to get into, like, yeah, but, I mean, when you're up late at night smoking weed versus when it's just breakfast cereal. And what about the milk at the end of it? And like, wow, if this is really entertainment, these guys have really nailed it. So we ship them out to Seattle, and we're going to meet for dinner. That cool, guys? We're going to meet for dinner. And I make a reservation for three of us at, was it Daniel's Broiler?
Daniel's Broiler, yep.
Yeah. And I wonder what these guys are going to be all about. And they just shuffle in. We order some steaks. And it was like watching two 18-year-old kids at a wedding whose parents weren't around at the bar. Like, so we're going to get, we can drink free all night, right? Like, this is okay. They just start throwing them down. Steaks arrive. Thrill takes, like, it was either parsley or a piece of broccoli and picks it up with, like, his forefinger and his thumb, like it's something really bad on the plate, and moves it aside onto the table. What's the problem with that? I don't eat vegetables, man. All right. Well, that's cool. That's fine. So we had a few great hours. You guys go enjoy the city, have a great time, and we'll meet tomorrow with the general manager. And the general manager has less of a sense of humor than I do. I'm concerned that we're going to meet for lunch, and these guys are going to do a repeat, see how much the all-you-can-drink lunch at wherever we were.
We were at Chandler's on the water.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These guys, like, I couldn't have been more wrong about how much they were going to drink at lunch, because they showed up and they were still drunk from the night before. And they smelled like when you're the guy who opens up the bar at 3 in the afternoon, what it smelled like the night before. Only to find out, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but you didn't have any money left at all.
That is correct.
No.
Okay.
That is 100%.
I made the mistake of ordering the seafood chowder. I'm not good sometimes with menu items.
But yeah, we hired him either way, so I'm either congratulated or I'm either to blame.
Yeah, it's kind of like the chili dogs in the New Orleans airport.
Yeah,
that's a bad idea.
Oh, God, no, it's not. No, that's right.
And I was begging my, please don't get the seafood chowder, because I'm really, and keep in mind, right before we met with you and the general manager, I took down a Starbucks, whatever, but anyway, then I had to puke. Like, I puked like 10 minutes before we met you guys, because I'm like, dude, otherwise I'm going to puke at the table. I don't know who this woman is, but if I puke on her, I promise you, we won't get the job. Right? I felt confident with that, but I could hear Miles is eating the seafood chowder. I don't know if it was a clam or something.
Oh, just rubbery, Sal. It was almost like I was chewing on a piece of just rubber gum.
And I could hear it, man, and I was trying so hard not to throw up on my plate.
Yeah.
And this, and Hair Club, this coincides with the same weekend I'm covering their sports show on a Sunday.
Sure.
And I order a Coca-Cola. And I take one sip and basically have to stop from vomiting because it's half Jack Daniels and half soda in a cup. And I'm like, I just ordered a soda. Well, the other guys get it this way. I'm like, I just get a soda?
And if you've ever wondered, ladies and gentlemen, what it takes to break into broadcasting on a publicly traded company, that's it.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
All right, Mike, what do you got there for us?
Well, going keeping on with the YouTube channel and the numerous videos that I found there. If you by the way, if you have a chance to go and check out that page, go and check it out. There's so much history that is on that page and all the videos that we have there. Thrill, I'm going to go back. I believe this was like 14 or 16 years ago, something like this. There was something that you had never done in your life, and in fact, you thought people were weird for having done it. And this is one thing that I loved. You guys did a lot of stunts on a dime, as it were, which was a great segment that you guys had back in the day.
Well, Ted would say no.
Yeah, it's fair call. I don't know if this officially kind of fit under that umbrella of stunts on a dime, but you did, for the first time, use a little bit of talcum powder there on the air.
I'm a lone man in here. Will somebody give me some help? 206-421-ROCK, 800-783-ROCK.
Wait, Ben's got the video camera. You got to show Ben your technique again. Ben,
I'm not doing it like this.
I get my hand, I wipe it up like that, man.
I'm not doing it like that. What? I don't want to drop it in my underwear, and I don't want to throw it from the back to the front.
Will you promise me?
I'm in a public bathroom.
Will you promise me?
Can I just dip them in there or something?
Well, I just get some credit if you're right, if I'm right on this.
No, you cannot dip them in the jar of powder.
No, I mean, like, put it in my hair and then my just drop into it.
So if you can get Gold Bond or baby powder or something, and before we get to emails, hopefully everybody will be nice and talked up in here. Ryan, are you willing to talk up your satchel?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to it.
Ben, could we do this?
I don't see why not.
But now, wait, am I going to go home to this chalky mess? I remember
just evaporate.
This is going to be the one night she's going to be like, take off your pants. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You
have a slightly darker complexion than the rest of us.
You might wake up and think you had a bad dream. Like,
why is
my God,
flashy?
Do they make dark powder?
Like
the powder is white. Is that racist?
Come on, man.
Steve, you've never done this before, so what we're going to do is, before we read these emails, what would be the most painful thing for you to give up for 24 hours? For the first time ever, right here, Steve the Throwhill, you're going to take this Gold Bond medicated powder. It's been healing people since 1908. Triple action relief, cooling, absorbing, itching relief.
I got all those problems, too, so this should be outstanding.
So you know that's not good. The medicated one, though.
This is just Gold Bond.
This is just
Gold Bond body powder.
Right.
The yellow bottle.
Use only as directed.
That, again, as someone who has not done this before, I don't have a technique for how
I'll show you how to do
pull this off. No, because you threw yours starting at your butt, and I refuse to do that. So I wanted to do the dredge of the chicken, so to speak.
No, you're not dredging the chicken. You get it everywhere, man. You can't put that stuff on the table.
I'm going to put it on a plate and just drag the stuff through, man.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It just makes sense to me. So instead, and I'm not going to drop it in
your
middle.
Pour it in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't I just shoot it straight to the source?
You don't want to do that. You want to take it and rub it around in there. You want to get it all over there.
That's what I do. I shoot it straight to the source.
Yeah, I'm just going straight to the source,
No, because you got to get it underneath there and everything.
No, just dude, you can just, what? Pull out your pants and dump it in there.
That's what I'm going to try. I can do the shake and bake. You take like a Ziploc, drop
just make sure
the satchel
down
in there, shake it around.
All right, okay, man, whatever you're
going to
do. All right, Stephen Throwhill now is going for the, he's going for the powder. And, did you get it in there yet?
Is this...
I don't want to look.
Now work it in. Work it in a little bit.
There's got to be a better way to do this than this.
Okay, it's going to take a little time.
How long does it take, man?
What we'll do in the meantime is we'll take a break. We'll come back.
There's a big, chalky mess in there right
now. Take a quick break. We'll read your emails coming up. What would be the most painful thing for you to give up in for 48 hours? And then we'll come back. We'll read your emails and we'll find out how Steve's boys are doing.
Is this supposed to go all the way back to the other area too?
You got to work it around back.
Everything should be tough.
Get it under there. Get it over there. The whole
seems
thing.
Like too much trouble. It's now at my butt.
No, I'm telling you, man, it's going to change your life.
That's not bad.
Already.
Well, I just hit the butt with it. I'm going to tell you that's
all right. We're going to take a break. Come back and read your emails from the men's room at KISW.com next.
Good times.
And then it turns out you actually rather enjoy the sensation there, Steve.
Dude, it's like a wintergreen candy in your mouth. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like,
on a especially hot day.
Yeah.
If it's a hot day, why not?
Oh, my.
Well, perfection. Mesh shorts, no underwear, powder, you're in a Jeep.
You still powdering?
That Jeep. Wind blows through. Not in the mornings, but if I take a nighttime shower, I powder up before I get into bed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was... It's pretty amazing, man.
It scratches an itch and it relieves a pain that you didn't even know that you had.
Well, it's the thing. It was like the sensation that you never knew you wanted before. It's like a peppermint patty in your underwear. You know, it's like, well, all right now.
Medicated powder. Yes, excellent.
Thank you for joining us for our 20th anniversary spectacular.
Now, it's time for great moments in men's room history.
Playtex basically is coming to us with an account. They want some rock music to kind of...
Nice.
Garlic!
And somewhere between 25 and 30.
Garlic!
Yeah. They're too funny to put rules on.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Speaking of which.
Uh-oh.
Oh, give me. Oh, here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Garlic!
One more and we're in trouble.
Smell it.
We said, well, instead of selling the shirts for the men's room, excuse me. Garlic!
The ham, but nonetheless, you said you had a good idea. Let's just go buy a bunch of shrimp.
Garlic.
Crabs.
Man, I got to scoot over. These are just, it's not Let's face it. If you saw a guy back in the day, and he had the... Hold on.
Zeke!
No,
so what was the other story?
Then anyway. But,
damn.
Garlic.
Bread-winning wives consider nice.
Garlic.
I think Thrill's right. I think most of it's going to be mental. Like...
Garlic.
Nice.
Smell it.
Okay.
Hey, man, have you read Nikki Sixx's book, The Heroin Diaries?
No, I haven't read it yet.
I would imagine it was pretty much the same trip for you, but I would think it'd be a good read.
Wow!
Garlic!
Wow!
I don't need the face, Ben.
Wow, right. Let's take a break. Yeah, man, that
you
was
serious?
Intense, dude. That's how I teach my daughter to spell.
Garlic!
How's nice. That?
The little man room with our video games.
Nice.
Garlic.
Woo. All right.
They get into the playoffs, they win the first round game, and then I'd like to see a rematch of...
Garlic?
Damn, dude.
All right, today we toast Mr. Dwayne Rump. Oh, hang on a second.
Wow.
Garlic!
Nice.
Getting a little gassy.
Dwayne Rump.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
You're talking about Ben the Psycho Muppet and his YouTube channel. One of the things we brought into the realm of the men's room was to add a new member.
Oh, yeah.
So we were thinking about, like at that time, like, hey, change the dynamic of the show. Also, Ted, other than, what the hell is the name of that dog you had?
Tigger.
Other than Tigger.
Yeah, man.
Ted had never
I
had
a... I was saying she a gold digger.
But, yes.
Tigger could have said it.
He could have said it.
He could have in the neighborhood you lived in.
Yeah.
But we brought in a new member of the show, and we thought that we would give Ted a pet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember this?
Oh, yeah. Little Did baby it? Jesus.
So do we have the audio from the introduction of the, was it the fifth member, little baby Jesus?
It was, yes, the fifth member of the men's room.
So here is the introduction, because Ted did not know he was getting a new pet at the time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of surprised him, like, Ted, you're a dad now.
Ryan Castle, could you please come in?
All right, let's go.
And bring in the newest member. To the men's room. As long as this goddamn thing stays alive. We're waiting the dramatic entrance. Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome the newest member to the men's room. Do you see his name?
His name is Little Baby Jesus.
Little Baby Jesus. Little Baby Jesus, the goldfish, will now come into the studio every single day with the men's room. Ted,
Since it is the holiday season and Christmas is fast approaching, as it is December 1st, you are now the proud parent of little baby Jesus.
Hey, I want you to know little baby Jesus cost me 14 cents today. Just so you know.
We have a
little goldfish. Baby Jesus doesn't know it, but he married up. He's a feeder fish. So instead of getting eaten, now you get to hang out at the rock. Congratulations, right. Baby Jesus.
Ted, what do you think there? Little baby Jesus.
I'm just a swell of emotions.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I can't believe I, Ted Smith, have a fish.
But I want you to understand this. Little baby Jesus is not just the best. Little baby Jesus is now the fifth member on the men's room.
Right.
So I want you to understand, if little baby Jesus dies, you killed a member of the show, for which it would be very difficult to forgive you. I understand we all have a lifespan, but little baby Jesus is in your trust. And we heard audio.
Yeah.
No, look, what we agreed to, you live around the corner anyway.
That's right.
Instead of you taking it home, we can just leave it here. We'll lock him up in the office, but I'm not feeding it. I'm not changing the water. I'm not worried about it. This is your fish that you can take care of. When I told my wife today that we were getting little baby Jesus, my wife gave me an earful about what it is to take care of a fish. And I said, don't tell me, tell Ted, because it is not my fish. Little baby Jesus is the fish of Ted.
Is he looking at you? Don't tap on the tank.
Why not?
Because they say don't do that at the pet store.
I think it's a good idea to keep it locked up in your office, too, because I told STP from BJ's show about this morning, and he's like, oh, that fish is going to get tortured in that studio.
Well, here's the problem. Little baby Jesus, as you know, was born...
Tortured, really, but it's just going to be loud, and there's a lot of stuff going on all the time.
Real, real little baby Jesus.
So, do we go on holiday before... Was that the last show?
It wasn't the last show.
Because it was December 1st.
Right. Christmas was fast approaching.
Yeah. Okay. We had little baby Jesus for a few weeks.
We had no. We had baby Jesus for a couple days.
No. It was a few weeks.
Was that was December 1st?
He was right. He was fine. And then we went on Christmas break. And again, this was my frustration. They didn't give me a key to our office.
Right.
So I was like, well, how am I supposed to take care of him?
Huh.
Yeah, so he couldn't be
fed.
So
then for years, Miles, you would still blame me, and I'm like, I didn't have a key.
But that was a joke. We didn't have,
wasn't kidding. Give me a goddamn key.
Do we have a key?
We did.
You two
did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I remember that door being under lock and key.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who locked it?
I don't think we ever locked it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we had situations where we had other staff members come in.
And steal our stuff.
Steal our booze. And then pass out.
At another station.
And then have to be woken up with dead air because they came in and drank all our tequila. So I did not think that we had a lock on that door. I did not know that.
We never locked it until this other station's employees came down.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Snatched our booze. And I remember Hair Club's like, look, I'm torn because why do you guys have so much booze here? I'm like, well, because we drink it. He goes, right. But that was his thing. He's like, you have to lock it up. And he explained the situation. So these overnighters on a different station. They got into it, and I guess the guy passed out. The worst part was when the relief came in, instead of learning it, they started drinking tequila, and then they passed out. So basically, it was like two shifts in a row
on the weekend. They went to the hurricane. But we had already been locking it. Yeah. I mean, right? They left work and went
great
to the hurricane.
Great breakfast spot.
But we had been locking it, because that was the whole thing. I came in to try to feed them. I couldn't get in.
You're just looking through the window like, he's dying in there.
Right.
Get it in there.
Oh, my God.
Right. So then when I left town, we put Steve Rock in charge.
Madness.
But again, Castle had the key. I think you guys were out of town. It was like, he was doomed.
Yeah.
It was doomed.
He was doomed. And then after 3 days.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully he enjoyed the view.
Yeah.
Well, all fish go to heaven.
Yeah.
Just like dogs.
We had chia pets in there. We had fish.
Obama head.
Yeah.
And ended up growing cornrows, man. And it looked like we were trying to make a statement, which we were not, right? You slather his head. You do all the crap they say in the commercial. We watered it. But instead of sprouting like an afro, it was like these clear lines.
Well, the seeds kind of drooped down.
Yeah. And we were like, we can't have this in here.
It got hot in that office.
I guess so.
Sun came down.
Do-rag on one time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
That's right.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
You're talking about Ben the Psycho Muppet and his YouTube channel. One of the things we brought into the realm of the Men's Room was to add a new member.
Oh, yeah.
So we were thinking about, you know, like at that time, you know, like, hey, change the dynamic of the show. Also, Ted, other than, what the hell is the name of that dog you had?
Tigger.
Other than Tigger.
Yeah, man.
Ted had never
I'm saying she a gold digger.
But, yes.
Tigger could have said it.
He could have said it.
He could have in the neighborhood you lived in.
Yeah.
But we brought in a new member of this show, and we thought that we would give Ted a pet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember this?
Oh, yeah. Baby Jesus.
So do we have the audio from the introduction of the, was it the fifth member, Little Baby Jesus?
It was, yes, the fifth member of the Men's Room.
So here is the introduction, because Ted did not know he was getting a new pet at the time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of surprised him, like, Ted, you're a dad now.
Ryan Castle, could you please come in?
All right, let's go.
And bring in the newest member to the Men's Room.
As long as this goddamn thing stays alive. We're waiting the dramatic entrance. Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome the newest member to the Men's Room. Do you see his name?
His name is Little Baby Jesus.
Little Baby Jesus. Little Baby Jesus, the goldfish, will now come into the studio every single day with the Men's Room. Ted, since it is the holiday season and Christmas is fast approaching, as it is December 1st, you are now the proud parent of Little Baby Jesus.
Hey, I want you to know Little Baby Jesus cost me 14 cents today. Just see that.
We have a
Little Baby fish. Jesus doesn't know it, but he married up. He's a feeder fish. So instead of getting eaten, now you get to hang out at the rock. Congratulations, right. Baby Jesus.
Ted, what do you think there? Little baby Jesus.
I'm just a ground, a swell of emotions.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I can't believe I, Ted Smith, have a fish.
But I want you to understand this. Little baby Jesus is not just the little baby Jesus is now the fifth member on the men's room. So I want you to understand, if little baby Jesus dies, you killed a member of the show, for which it would be very difficult to forgive you. I understand we all have a lifespan, but little baby Jesus is in your trust. And we heard audio.
Yeah.
No, look, what we agreed to, you live around the corner anyway. So instead of you taking it home, we can just leave it here. We'll lock him up in the office, but I'm not feeding it. I'm not changing the water. I'm not worried about it. This is your fish that you can take care of. When I told my wife today that we were getting little baby Jesus, my wife gave me an earful about what it is to take care of a fish. And I said, don't tell me, tell Ted, because it is not my fish. Little baby Jesus is the fish of Ted.
Is he looking at you? Don't tap on the tank.
Why not?
Because they say don't do that at the pet store.
I think it's a good idea to keep it locked up in your office, too, because I told STP from BJ's show about this morning, and he's like, oh, that fish is going to get tortured in that studio.
Well, here's the problem. Little baby Jesus, as you know, was born...
Tortured, really, but it's just going to be loud, and there's a lot of stuff going on all the time.
Real, real little baby Jesus.
So, did we go on holiday before... Was that the last show?
It wasn't the last show.
Because it was December 1st.
Right, Christmas was fast approaching.
Yeah. Okay. We had little baby Jesus for a few weeks.
We had, no. We had baby Jesus for a couple days.
No. It was a few weeks.
Was that was December 1st.
He was fine. And then we went on Christmas break. And again, this was my frustration, they didn't give me a key to our office.
Right.
So I was like, well, how am I supposed to take care of him?
Huh. Yeah, so he couldn't be
fed. Then for years, Miles, you would still blame me, and I'm like, I didn't have a key.
But that was a joke. We didn't have.
I wasn't kidding. Give me a goddamn key.
Do we have a key?
We did.
You two
did.
Yeah.
Really? I don't remember that.
I remember that door being under lock and key.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who locked it?
I don't think we ever locked it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we had situations where we had other staff members come in.
And steal our stuff.
Steal our booze. And then pass out.
At another station.
And then have to be woken up with dead air because they came in and drank all our tequila. So I did not think that we had a lock on that door. I did not know that.
We never locked it until this other station's employees came down.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Snatched our booze. And I remember Hair Club's like, look, I'm torn because why do you guys have so much booze here? I'm like, well, because we drink it. He goes, right. But that's what was his thing. He's like, you have to lock it up. And he explained the situation. So these overnighters on a different station. They got into it, and I guess the guy passed out. The worst part was when the relief came in, instead of learning it, they started drinking tequila, and then they passed out. So basically, it was like two shifts in a row
on the weekend. They went to the hurricane, but we had already been locking it. Yeah. I mean, right? They left work and went
great
to the hurricane.
Great breakfast spot.
but we had been locking it because that was the whole thing. I came in to try to feed them. I couldn't get in.
You're just looking through the window like, he's dying in there.
Right.
Get it in there.
Oh, my God.
Right. So then when I left town, we put Steve Rock in charge.
Madness.
But again, Castle had the key. I think you guys were out of town. It was like, he was doomed.
Yeah.
It was doomed.
He was doomed. And then after 3 days.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully he enjoyed the view.
Yeah.
Well, all fish go to heaven.
Yeah.
Just like dogs.
We had chia pets in there. We had fish.
Obama head.
Yeah.
And ended up growing cornrows, man. And it looked like we were trying to make a statement, which we were not, right? You slather his head. You do all the crap they say in the commercial. We watered it. But instead of sprouting like an afro, it was like these clear lines.
Well, the seeds kind of drooped down.
Yeah. And we were like, we can't have this in here.
It got hot in that office.
I guess so.
Sun came down.
Do-rag on one time.
That's right.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Jill shall sit on her ship with the shiny, shimmering shoreline behind her. The ship is filled with slits so she can see the shiny shore.
And three times fast.
Jill saw
And
three times fast.
Shane sits where Shelly Shelly sits a slightly shifted on a slitted sheet because sitting on a slitted sheet suits Shelly's shifted sitting.
One.
Sheila said, sit.
Armageddon.
A fig plucker's mother plucks figs with a shady ship suckers and clam clunkers shunts fig.
Oh!
Sharp Shane shouted, Sherry, come sit on my city shape ShamWow with my welty shelty and shameless my sausage.
It was very subtle.
The sly shear sheep was on a dip ship. The dip ship, the ship, the dip ship is a dip ship. The dip ship. The sly shear sheep was on a dip ship. The ship.
Oh, man.
That was a tough one.
In Norfolk, Chug Figpucker puffed his fickle cockatoo, Frickle, by flicking Frickle's funky feathered fro with a frickin' duck fork.
Dude!
In Norfolk, Chug Figpucker.
Oh! God,
you were right there!
Three times fast!
Sarah Flank surely flaunts her. One sock cutter. He cuts socks. Two sock cutters. They both socks.
Oh!
The sitting city sheriff sucks, no, shucks sushi on the seashore.
Three times fast.
The sitting city sheriff shucks sushi on the seashore.
One.
The sitting city sheriff sucks sushi on the seashore.
Two.
The
And three times fast.
Shirley she eats her sheep. She should.
Oh!
Fran Pluck is a pleasant and funny pleasant.
Oh!
Can clusters of cunning nuts count chunks of crumbly cunning clusters?
Two.
Can cunning. Can...
Oh!
No, they can't.
Mike the meat cutter cuts cow cutlets into 10 tiny.
Oh!
Tom found Huck firmly tucking Fun Bucky in Huck.
Oh!
One.
Ted Flick, the lucky pucker, was a lucky pucker flocker. Flocker cluckers like a pocky flocker. Puck f-
oh! Oh!
Three times fast.
Susie the stickler sips a swift schlitz and
oh! Oh!
Sven sure was swiftly
oh!
Josh sits on Shellfish City Shellfish. On Shellfish City Shellfish Josh surely sits.
What?
Josh.
Oh! Oh!
Cheryl, the shifty shouting sitting sleep.
Oh!
Shelly should sit and strip and show her shin slit kit. The kit does a splint on her shiny shin slit, and Shelly should sit and spit the slit kit on her shiny slits of shin.
Two!
Shelly should.
Oh!
Oh, man!
I thought
we
you had
so
it, man.
Close. You were killing
ah!
it.
Ah!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.